we're seeing quite a bit of activity from Moree and Warri Elder in the north through to Gunnedah and Kurundi in the south, and obviously out to Mullaly and south of there as well. So we've been encouraging people to report their mouse activity, but also do in-crop monitoring.
Ah, yes, of course.
And it's really important for people to get a feel for what's happening in crop before the damage escalates.
So on the serious side of this conversation, what kind of numbers are you having people report to you? Is it, I guess technically it's not a plague, it's an infestation at this stage?
Yes, we're just seeing quite high numbers at the moment, and predominantly it seems to be around houses and sheds.
Oh, okay.
And that's usually a good indication for us that we need to be out in the field having a look and seeing what's happening in crop.
What are people telling you?
So we've had some reports of damage in some irrigated crops, so in corn, and we're also seeing some monitoring pre-planting. So people need to be out actively having a look for mice activity in crop and prior to planting, so they need to be out having a look across country that they're potentially preparing to plant for this winter.
And how significant is that damage?
At this stage, it doesn't seem to be widespread across the region, but we are encouraging people to report their damage or their activity to us so that we can provide a better outlook towards people coming up in the next couple of weeks and months.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a big area, isn't it? All those sort of regions you described. Is there any in particular that appears the worst?
Look, from all reports, it seems to be fairly even across the region. And we've just got another report in this morning along the Grain Valley Road of mice activity there. So we're really encouraging people to look outside sheds and houses and see what's in the field.
So I guess if it stays warm, is that the concern?
It is a concern, and we know mice can breed rapidly, so that we need to make sure that we're really on top of this, and people can get some control methods in before there's too much damage done.
Are there any suggestions you could give us this morning if people are seeing it around the farm?
So if they're around houses and sheds, they can go to their local reseller for mice and grain bait. But if they are looking to do in-crop monitoring, then they can call their local land services office and talk to a biosecurity officer, and they can provide them with assistance and advice on in-crop monitoring and also control methods such as perimeter baiting and in-crop baiting.
Okay. Is there any support or, I guess, financial assistance for this situation?
At this stage, I'm not aware of any assistance or support, but people can come to our offices and obtain the monitoring cards so that they can survey the area.